This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Here's a line that may be familiar to you. You know, I just don't think I can give you what you need anymore. You deserve someone who can give you what you really want.
Oh, yes, it's a breakup, but not a romantic one. The cell phone company Sprint sent Dear John letters to customers informing them that it was time for them to move on to a new cellular provider. NPR's Alex Cohen has more.
About 1,000 customers got the letter, which cut right to the chase. It began, "Our records indicate that over the past years we've received frequent calls from you regarding your billing or other general account information.
While we have worked to resolve your issues and questions to the best of our ability, the number of inquiries you've made to us during this time has led us to determine that we are unable to meet your warehouse needs."
That Sprint customer, Renee of Miami, who asked that we not use her last name. She also goes by the handle Miss Diva on an online forum for Sprint users. Yes, Miss Diva admits she has been calling Sprint a lot lately, but she explains that's because they've made multiple mistakes on her bills. And she adds, ever since Sprint and Nextel merged, she's had a hard time getting things sorted out with customer service.
Frequently when you call, you know, you do get disconnected sometimes, you get transferred sometimes, and given a new number to call sometimes. So one dialed call could easily turn into 10.
Miss Diva has been a Sprint customer for 8 years. She says she couldn't believe the company dumped her and didn't even have the nerve to call and tell her. Sprint spokesperson Roni Singleton says the move was absolutely necessary.
These individuals were calling in some cases hundreds of times a month for a period of 6 to 12 months on the same issues even after the issues had appeared to have been resolved.
Singleton says Sprint has 53 million other customers to serve and needed to take action to make sure their needs could be properly met. As for those being forced to move on, the traditional early termination fee will be waived and the ditched customers can hold on to their phone numbers as long as they transfer them to a new cell phone provider before the end of this month.
Rather than continue to operate in a situation that was unsatisfactory for our subscribers and for Sprint, we chose to allow them to pursue some other options.
But Sprint's choice hasn't gone over too well. On the Sprint user online forum, there have been thousands of posts on the topic, many of them from customers expressing outrage. Duke University business professor Martha Rogers says no one should feel too sorry for those given the boot.
I think that what Sprint did was sort of let these guys off the hook.
Just think about it, she says.
If I'm a customer, and I'm a really good customer, and there are other customers that they're doing what was happening here, which is calling the customer service line, those customers are being subsidized by somebody. They're costing more than they're paying. And guess who's subsidizing them? Answer, me.
Rogers notes that Sprint isn't the only company ditching customers. As technology advances, many businesses are able to better track who is and isn't a valued customer. For example, a certain unnamed computer company was receiving daily phone calls from a 96-year-old with his first ever computer. Rogers says his calls would last for hours, and even after tech support got his computer all set up, he kept calling.
They sent him a brand new computer from a competitor that they bought for a retail price at a store, and then they sent it with a very sweet letter that said, "Congratulations, we think that this new computer will serve your needs even better than the one you have, and here's a new 800 number for you to call."
That customer stuck with his new product. Sprint user Miss Diva was a bit more tenacious. After a few more calls to Sprint's customer service, she convinced the company yesterday to have her account reinstated. But she adds Sprint told her she's now on probation. Alex Cohen, NPR News.